So the big therapy question that we have is, we have data from frontline studies comparing standard cytarabine and daunorubicin versus the newer version, which is a liposomal formulation of the same drugs, CPX351. And in that study, the response rates weren't hugely different, but the survival was much better in the CPX arm, largely because these patients, if they're treated aggressively, go to transplant, and the transplant outcomes were better in the CPX arm. And so in patients who are really being treated and with the most aggressive approaches, I think far and away the right answer in this setting is CPX is the right answer. Now, one issue with that study is if you'd had a certain amount of anthracycline previously, you couldn't go on the study. And we run into this all the time in survivors of Hodgkin disease, non-Hodgkin lymphomas, and breast cancer, because anthracyclines are very commonly used in those diseases and sarcomas as well. So we have to think about, is this somebody who would see that benefit, because we haven't studied this kind of therapy in people with a real risk of cardiotoxicity from induction therapy. So if somebody's a candidate for induction chemotherapy, then yes, my bias is to err on the side of giving CPX, because we know with a curative approach, that leads to better survival. And those are flat survival curves. So we really do lead to more cures with that approach, as long as we're going to transplant.
That's a really interesting question, though, about this issue of a total lifetime dose of anthracycline.
Correct.
How do you factor it in with CPX?
Yeah, so we don't have a lot of great data on this because CPX is a new drug. And we have to assume that, you know, dose for dose, it's fairly comparable in terms of how much anthracycline exposure equals how much cardiotoxicity risk. The rates of cardiotoxicity on the study were equal in the two arms at about 5% that developed a drop in EF. But that's a question I don't think we have great data on yet, and I think we're going to get the right answer as time goes forward, just because the studies are fairly new. The CPX trial was just published, so we still don't have long-term follow-up on that to see if anything changed across the arms.